Live from the Johns Refrigeration Media Center at the East Valley Institute of Technology, this is 88.7 The Pulse, KPNG, Chandler, Phoenix, and KVIT, Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Arizona. This is Wrench Nation. Car talk, car culture, car tips, car music, all that is car. Wrench Nation Car Talk. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Good Wednesday afternoon, Frank.
What is happening, Stevie?
It is Wrench Nation here on 88.7 The Pulse. Of course, we love to take your calls at 480-655-8870. Talk or text any questions you may have. If your brakes are squealing or your battery's clicking or you got a muffler problem, you can always call with any questions, because not only do we have one auto expert in here today.
Oh boy.
Frank, of course.
Oh boy. Wait a minute.
Yes,
no,
yes.
No,
you not said yet.
Expert.
Yes.
What, this isn't Oprah, man?
What are you?
I'm a guy that's been doing this for quite some time. I'm a borderline expert, but I can help you. I don't like the word expert.
Well,
it makes me nervous.
We have a special guest in studio already.
Wait a minute. Who do we got up in here?
We got the Blue Hen of Delaware.
Whoa. What do you know, guys, man? This is quite the honor
to
come into the huge studio here at Wrench Nation.
Yeah, we love having you here. Greg Buckley,
Steve,
so cool to actually,
much, yeah.
actually meet him in person, that voice. You know, he's got a unique voice.
Greg's a great guy. And I got to tell you, Greg thought this whole time, Steve, that we were operating out of the bathroom or something downstairs.
Or the closet. And
and you guys listening, you know, we appreciate you guys every Wednesday here.
Of course.
Car Care. And you guys know that Greg Buckley, Buckley's Auto Care out of Wilmington, Delaware. Boy, he's been hanging in there with us, Steve. He calls in every week and
he does
an awesome job contributing. He hangs out with the nutty things that we sort of go through here. You know,
of course.
And just so you know, did you see the sign? This was the Betty Ford Clinic Studio.
That's right.
And for all of our listeners
in Bellevue.
Yeah, you guys know this is a community. And Greg Buckley, we are so grateful. Greg, you just landed.
I just landed. Yeah, really. Yeah. Just got in.
Yeah.
No more than 40 minutes ago.
Right, let me ask you now. Everybody says, oh, watch out. You're coming to Arizona. You're coming to Phoenix. Did you get into like a little bumpy action?
Just coming in, yeah. It was a little different flying in, but they had under control. But we definitely had some, you know, hold the kidneys a little bit. But
well, that's usually because you get those clouds in the White Mountains this time of year, especially with the heat.
Yeah, we did. We
start coming down from them.
Yeah,
I'm so used to that. I don't even think about it anymore.
No. Everybody's complaining. Go to Malaysia where they have real mountains. That's where you get bumpy. But you know, Buckley, tell us, man. You know, we are absolutely grateful that you came in, and you and I go back, and we're great friends.
How'd you guys meet?
Well, tell us, how did we meet?
I think it started over a little bit of industry controversy.
Oh,
yeah.
About a year and a half ago,
right?
I think something like that. So we were. I was making some commentary on a three-letter organization.
Okay.
And
we won't mention that organization here.
All right. But it's the first letter of the alphabet times three.
Okay. Oh, I see.
So
that's why when I mentioned it one time, Frank's eyes kind of went, ooh.
So anyway, you know, what we did was, you know, I was just making some commentary. There were some little rough patches going on.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, out of clear blue, I get this call from this gentleman from Arizona, and he says, Mr. Buckley, I really got to give it to you. You really mentioned some things that are key. I like to see us do some things. And from that point on, we just became kind of like kindred spirits in the way that we operate and the way that we use technology for the automotive aftermarket and in our profession. So it's just grown into a great friendship, and I'm humbled that him and I and you and we've all gotten together. This thing is just
awesome.
I mean,
Steve,
it's just what it is. It's just,
he's being low key about it. Look, let me just tell you about this. A lot of us are passionate in this industry. We're not out there trying to put, you know, fight the bad guys and things. This is real consumer stuff.
Right.
And as garage owners, we're doing our best to stay on the front lines of protecting the consumer from A to Z with that automotive experience. And so really, Greg and I were just on the same topic of something nationally that was going on. And quite frankly, Greg made some differences where all parties came out, where at the end of the day, the consumer really benefits, and that's what it's about. So
you mean there's people in the auto business who are nice and actually care about
come
people?
On, man.
I mean, you know.
Hey,
so,
when I came into this show, I wasn't sure. Even though, honestly, I've had relatives be mechanics, and they're very much like yourself. You know, my Uncle Cyril, for years, ran his own shop up in North Dakota. People would come to him day and night. It was right outside in his yard.
Yeah.
And he had a big shop in his yard, man. Yeah. People would come out there, and he would be offered jobs from the dealerships. He didn't want to go work there because he loved his people that just came
to
his community.
Key. Steve, you hit it right ahead. A lot of us in the profession, I think we wear as a badge of honor, but we wear a lot of things on our – we wear our heart on our sleeves a lot. And
he certainly did.
Our profession is very giving, and it's just really great to be part of it. I think we're unique, and – It's all good. I mean, I really do love the profession. I really do. And anything I can do to help make it more professional or make it more respectable. I'm not the only one. Frank's here, and there's thousands of individuals that share the passion out there.
Right.
I just you know, I'm
you
here.
You know, Steve, it's really there's a not just in our industry. We know there's a lot of businesses that they're doing their thing.
Sure.
Selling their product, their service, but they may not be able to get out there and help make change, which ultimately comes down to right now, Greg and I, we've talked about this in the past, technology is blazing.
Right.
There's a lot of gray area out there for both the consumer and
the
garage
owner. Changing the way that
so
you have to repair your vehicle.
Staying on the forefront. Sure. Let's mention some of those associations. We have the Automotive Service Association. Mm-hmm. Give us some associations out back.
Well, in Delaware, we have the Delaware Automotive Service Professionals run by two guys. And I'll give a shout-out to you guys, two friends, two colleagues, and actually they're mentors of mine, Jim Ponte and Norm Jones.
Nice.
Norm Jones has Kirkwood Auto, and Jim has Ponte's Auto Care in Wilmington. Both those individuals run our local state organization tremendously. And those guys right now, they're doing things with training that's probably going to be introduced here in Delaware in about, I'd say, a couple months, by the end of the year, a great program for young kids coming in.
Which we need.
You know, which we need.
Yeah, we
and
need
And that's
this.
Just that's the thing that's cool, because a lot of things happen state to state.
Right.
You know, and everything happens local.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it gets a groundswell, and before you know it, you can you can bring it nationwide. So, you know.
We were out at Glendale Community College at their automotive program last night, ASA. Probably about 15 garage owners looking for ways to basically network, help them, help the industry, help these kids coming out of school. Now, I say kids, a lot of these folks are 31 taking night classes.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so on. So we're just doing our bit to keep it happy, keep it moving forward, keep everybody safe, consumers, business owners, entrepreneurs. And 480-655-8870. Oh, boy, we got a show topic.
That is the phone number, 480-655-8870. Don't forget, every week we do a $100 gift card to Cabela's. If you would like to qualify for that gift card, all you have to do is text the word WRENCH to 480-655-8870, and you can become a member of the WRENCH Posse. Find out all things at our car as a member of that posse.
That's right. We're a community. We've got some shows coming up. And speaking of shows, I think we need to give some shout-outs.
Let's do some shout-outs.
Well, all right, you guys know every week we tell you about CarCare.org, Car Care Council. If you lost that owner's manual, if you're not sure, you're scratching your head, CarCare.org, that's a great resource for you guys. And get on there and plug your vehicle in there and find out a bunch of information, the specifications, what's my vehicle need. So CarCare.org. Hey, and locally, we got some action going on. You know, we had Ralph G in the studio not too long ago.
That's right. Last week.
That's right. And so all throughout the next four or five shows, we are going to be promoting and giving out all kinds of shout outs to the custom cars for canines and cats. Wait a minute. Turn the music down already. This is an announcement, people. If you like to drool your lower left lip and engage some hot rod classics, you guys know from 9 to 1 p.m., we have in the downtown Ocotillo area. We're probably going to get that up on the website and Facebook. We've got the custom cars for canines and cats. So all of these contributions are going to our cats, our dogs, and I've got to get the details. This is fresh off the presses, so you guys can enter in that car show. It's $25 per car. You can mail in the entry. We're going to get all the good stuff on the website and on Facebook. This is happening first week of November. So we're just getting this out, fresh off the press. We got another shout out. There's a fella out of Midlothian, Texas.
Oh.
Mr. Jeff Buckley, not related. We're going to talk about that.
Really?
Now. Yeah, Mr.
Another
Jeff Buckley. Yeah, another Buckley.
It's cuz.
He's got a little mafia in the office.
Yeah,
he's got a little mafia
see,
thing
know?
On. But Jeff Buckley's a great guy. He's listening. He's out of Texas. And Jeff Buckley just called on the whole ASE, Automotive Service Excellence, right? That's how a lot of mechanics, they want to prove those categories. They want to get certified. And by the way, you got to ask for that ASE if you go into a local repair shop, because that's going to show that those folks are proven in brakes and AC. Well, Jeff Buckley did a little video, a little singing video about what ASA means, because a lot of folks don't know ASE. So we got a big shout out to Mr. Jeff Buckley. Midlothian, Texas.
Yes.
I'm going to prove that there's a relationship somehow. I can't believe that.
You're going to go back in time,
Jeff,
and find
Jeff,
out.
Jeff, if you're listening, don't give up the secret, buddy.
That William F. somehow William F. Buckley connects you all.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, right. What's today's show about?
Well, we're talking about, look, I tell you what, a lot of people have been coming in the garage. I've been getting these phone calls, and I actually talked to a few other shop owners out there, these garage owners, and there's a lot of stuff on the internet. And we're talking about the vehicle hacks. There's so many vehicle hacks out on the internet, and we're just trying to figure out, are these hacks going to work, or are they just a bunch of bling? So I'm going to tease you guys out to the break here. One of those hacks is, if you lose your rubber belt, will pantyhose work in its place? We're going to find out as the show progresses. We got the great Greg Buckley in studio, people.
It is Wrench Nation live on 88.7 The Pulse.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse.
Oh, yes, it is. Wrench Nation, 480-655-8870, in case you have any questions for Frank or from Greg Buckley, our guest star from Delaware, Blue Hen of Delaware.
That's right. We got him in the studio. We kidnapped him. We just said, hey, get over here.
I just
right
had
now.
To come out here, though, guys. It was special to come out to see you, too.
That's it.
Hey, we appreciate it. It's finally nice to put a face with the voice, you know
right.
what I mean? I did see him on Facebook the other day. I'm not his friend. I'm going to have to friend you on Facebook.
I'm not
now,
on Facebook
Buckley.
Too much.
No. Exactly. All right. Well, we've got somebody else on the phone.
All right. Who do we got?
Well, hang on a second. It's this area code. I don't know where it's from here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hold
Who's
on.
This? Hold on. Hold on a minute. Uh-oh. Who do we got here?
Oh, no.
I'm here. Texas.
You know somebody from Texas? Oh.
What? Who's this up in here?
J.R. Ewing?
Who's this up in here?
Who's on the phone with us?
Who's on the phone with us?
Brother Frank.
Well, who is this? Mr. Jeff Buckley out of Texas?
What?
Brother Frank, I hear you got my cousin in town.
Yeah, we got your cousin.
What's up, cousin?
Does he have an accent?
Hey.
Yeah, we got your cousin. But look, I think, first off, we got to tell the people, we have Mr. Midlothian, Texas in-house. We got Mr. Jeff Buckley, no relationship. I'm going to try to prove that wrong. To Mr. Greg Buckley, I'm having a tough time keeping up here. But how are you, Mr. Jeff Buckley?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm so thrilled that y'all invited me to call in. And
well, we are happy, really happy to have you on. You know, Wrench Nation is a community nationally of some great garage owners, great mechanics, and just good old-fashioned, get it done. Take care of people. And we have to give you a shout out here, Jeff. Tell us about Mike Rowe. What were you doing with Mike Rowe, man? Tell us about that. That dirty, what is that? Dirty Jobs,
Mike
Rowe?
Rowe.
What were you doing with Mr. Mike Rowe?
Oh, y'all probably see me on TV. It's on commercials all over. A lot of it's on the cable. And every now and then they'll throw one on the regular channels. They're about the Wagner OEX brakes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
So they flew me out to California, and Mike Rowe walked up and said, you know what we're doing? And I said, I don't have a clue. Just the nicest fella. He was just wonderful and made me feel at ease. And we went ahead and did that commercial, and then they did a photo shoot, and because it's been in all the magazines. I had a call today. It was in Tire Review, and
nice.
Guys called me.
How long
been,
ago was
the
that?
Counterman.
How long ago
it was
that? Act- Jeff?
It was actually just about a year ago.
Okay.
But they didn't release it until the end of middle of February, 1st of March.
Okay, now I'm on YouTube right now. And I'm actually looking at a video.
Look at this.
Is this you here? Are you wearing glasses?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's see if this is you here with
gonna,
Mike
we're
going
to try to play this.
The science behind the stop. It's a quick look at the science and technology that goes into making the Wagner OEX. Of course, science and technology are two things far beyond my pay grade. Fortunately, we have at our disposal engineers and technicians, both of whom have agreed to talk to me and answer my questions to better understand what makes this so daggone great.
Whoa, you know.
All right, let's see here. Is this where?
That's actually the video.
Okay.
Yeah.
We made that the next day.
Made the next day. Are you in this video?
Oh, yeah. I actually have a big speaking part, and it was all unscripted, and it was so funny because we had no clue what was going on, and they said, go over there and stand by that truck and act like you're working on brakes. And they had the truck up on the lift.
There he is.
Is this you? Is this you?
Each of these are made for specific vehicles. Now, you notice this one has a certain curve this way. They say, okay, if we cut this this way or cut this that way,
he said cut it this way.
Is that you, Jeff?
Yeah.
All right. Very nice.
Jeff right there. Look at you go. Oh, man.
Good stuff.
Jeff Buckley, it is an honor. Let me ask you a question, though, about Mr. Mike Rowe, because it seemed like Mike Rowe could probably just say anything.
Well, he's on The Deadliest Catch and all those Gold Rush shows and all that stuff.
He was down to earth is what you're saying, right?
Oh, he really was. And I even asked him, I said, how come you got such a golden voice guy on here and then you got a scruffy old Cajun voice?
Well, I tell you what, that was you did an amazing job. And, of course, Wagner brake pads, getting the word out, the very good quality brake pads out there. Now, Jeff, I don't understand. How have you guys, Greg and Jeff, have you figured out how many Buckleys are in the country? Because you got to be some.
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't got on Ancestry.com yet and trying to figure it all out. But when I heard Jeff was hitting the airwaves, I go, "Oh boy, hey, we got somebody, we got another Buckley on the airwaves and the intrawebs and all that good stuff." And
I got this.
You know, I tell you, this is going to be crazy. But Jeff, don't give up the family secret. You just keep it between us, will you?
Well,
please?
I tell you what, I'm going to do an inquisition.
He already said that it was, you know, William F. Buckley. So
there you go. That's a common denominator, right?
That's it.
I didn't know that you knew that.
Well, all right, Mr. Jeff Buckley, out of Midlothian, Texas, give us a website where folks can catch you.
Well, I don't really have my website up and running.
That's okay.
If they go to my father's shop, but they have to put certified auto repair.
Oh,
my
okay.
father's shop certified auto repair, because there's another one that's kind of a fake one that somebody's got.
Oh,
got
well, I'll tell you what, we're going to get you on the Facebook and we're going to link you up on our website.
Yeah.
Because you do an amazing job in the community. And we're going to look forward to talking to you again, Mr. Texas.
And I'll tell you, Jeff, if I could just get in real quick with you, I'll tell you what, we do appreciate all the simple messages that you put out. You might not notice, but if you listen to the latest podcast by Carm Capriotto, your name is shouted out a lot
That's
of times,
right.
my friend. Because
oh, my goodness.
Just because the way that you are, your simple message, your great information. And
we appreciate
you.
Know,
we appreciate
man.
It.
We do. The whole industry, man. Thank you.
Well, I'm just trying to keep up with you guys.
Well, listen, look out. We're going to have the Wrench Nation DNA test here pretty soon, so be careful. Well, all right. Thank you, Mr. Jeff Buckley. Thanks for calling in, buddy. We appreciate you.
We got the dueling Buckleys going on
That's
here.
That's it, the dueling Buckleys.
All
right, so what's today's topic?
Well, we talked about these car hacks as we, you know, there's a lot of stuff. We all know we can get to the internet, right, Greg? We can see some stuff. In fact, I had a conversation with somebody and said they saw something on YouTube and this is how it should be done. And basically went to explain how we were going to repair his vehicle for him. And, you know, you got to be respectful of that.
Sure.
You know, and you don't want to. But there's some stuff on there. We're just not sure if this stuff works. Now, I got to give a disclaimer. The following are not recommended unless you're willing to investigate thoroughly on your own in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
So as not to potentially hurt these bystanders or create a horrible comedy scene up to which no one should really watch. So one of the things that I saw, and I saw this time and time again on the internet, if you were to develop a fuel leak, just chew on some bubble gum. And put this bubble gum where the fuel leaks. So if you had a fuel line or a fuel tank, I'm not buying that.
Have you not ever, at all. No.
So where's the
That had to be some out of like some cartoon.
Well, it's on the internet, and you know people are getting out there. So just I don't think the bubble gum works. However, no. there is some stuff that's played. I think they played it like 1 a.m. It's the infomercial, the guy with the black spray and the boat.
Oh yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
is this stuff?
Tar in a can or something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
Flex Seal.
Flex Seal.
Yeah, I'm saying just keep a thing of Flex Seal. It looks like Flex Seal will probably do a better job than bubble gum. I'm not buying the bubble gum. No.
And you can't. And the thing is people are going to try and fix a leak while it's leaking. You can't do that. So
the biggest message here for of course, look, people, I don't care if you're broken down in Timbuktu. If you got a fuel leak, don't mess with it.
Right.
If you got to tow it for 500 miles, tow it. Don't play with a fuel leak. There are some other car hacks that we'll talk about that you can maybe dive into. But if you got a fuel leak, you know what?
Let it go.
The anxiety can be taken out. Just chew the bubble gum. Keep it in your mouth. Call a tow truck because it's not going to work. You know, another one.
And after you try to plug the fuel leak, put the bubble gum back in your mouth and start chewing again.
Well, that'd be.
Maybe not.
No. We don't want to do that. No. So if you got a fuel leak, don't.
There's disclaimers on all bubble wrap, yeah, gum wrappers.
That's right.
Bubblicious now comes with a don't use this for fuel leak.
Yeah. So here's another one. And Greg, they say toothpaste can help you out if you got some foggy old headlight.
Yeah,
lenses.
You know, I saw that come across, Frank, and I said to myself, I said, toothpaste,
maybe,
really?
Maybe.
I said, you know, the only thing that I could think of is if someone tried it and they maybe got a little bit of a spot out of it, but toothpaste has, you know, baking soda in
right.
it, and it might be able to see. What we got to explain is the lenses are made of a special plastic.
That's right.
You know, so.
Special.
Special. So now, they really, and when they get old, they start to absorb dirt. That, you know, you're facing,
yeah.
you're going through oxidation. The wind, oxidation, all yeah. that stuff. So mm-hmm. you got to kind of like peel it out
mm-hmm.
in a sense. Well, toothpaste might do something, but not really. It's not going to work. And, you know.
I don't know either. I may have to YouTube this one, Steve.
I mean, it sounds like it could do something because of the baking soda in there. I mean, today one of the students in the video class painted my nails with nail polish,
right.
and I used spray sunscreen, mm-hmm. and got it off.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
So toothpaste might have something on the lenses.
Well,
there.
One of the things you want to look at too, because a lot of people will say that CRC, the lubricant, penetrating oil.
Yeah.
But the problem is what you're actually doing, you're actually melting the plastic,
right?
You know, you're destroying the lens.
Sure.
It may look good.
Yeah.
You may
yeah.
get a clear lens for a month or so.
Right.
Yeah. But you're really deteriorating the whole integrity.
Well, some of these lenses can cost a whole lot of money.
I think it'd be $1,400
or so. I'm saying, unlike bubblegum and fuel leaks, I'm saying to everyone, give it a shot. Toothpaste is innocent. It's not going to blow stuff up. If it works for you, let us know. And by the way, guys, call in 480-655-8870 if you got a little car hack action that you have had good luck with.
Oh, yeah. What kind of magic fix did you come up with?
Right.
That saved the day for you? Because I'm sure duct tape has something to do with something.
Well, yeah, I'm an advocate of duct tape.
Yeah.
Hey, if the space shuttle, first manned operation to the moon or something can hang with duct tape.
Apollo 13?
I'm saying with a nice floor jack and spare tire, you need a little bit of duct tape in the trunk. But I ran into another one, we actually tried this in the garage, and there's a YouTube video out. You guys can check out Desert Car Care YouTube. But will pantyhose work, Greg? If you lose your belt on the side of the road, you know, it didn't work for me. But have you ever seen, like, if you broke down, pull out the pantyhose, you know, be nice about it. Don't say, hey, take it off. Be gentle.
Right, right,
say,
exactly.
Can we borrow some pantyhose? Yeah. But will pantyhose work if you lose your rubber belt on the side of the road?
You know what? I think that is from cars that were older without the tension vehicles and engine designs that were older because of the V groove in the pulleys.
Yeah. Right.
Same way that if they used to sell emergency belt kits at your auto parts stores back when you had the V groove pulleys, and all it was a simple rubber band connected, you know, at two ends, and it would get you through.
Right.
Now, you could try a pantyhose if you didn't go through the tensioner and just went direct from crank to accessory or alternator or whatever.
Serpentine belt probably not going to work. But I just thought it would be cool, especially on a first date. Let me just say this. If you are going to attempt a pantyhose hack, you better get it right because that'd just ruin everything.
Bree, do you wear pantyhose?
Because if you're expecting the female passengers to help you out, if this is the most clever thing that you can figure out, you better make it work, because that ain't going to look at all good for you. So, pantyhose, check out the YouTube.
I don't think any of my students
I mean, maybe
pantyhose here at Even.
Maybe V-rib style. Serpentine belt, probably not.
No.
You know, I don't see that happening. One of the other car hacks, Steve, and I don't know, maybe Steve, maybe you've tried to do this car hack.
I've probably tried everything you can imagine.
Yeah?
As far as just trying to do car hack, because I never wanted to go into the shop again because I was afraid that you're going to take all my money.
All right. Greg, let's just take a moment. If you're listening right now.
You're going to gang up on me now.
Do me a favor. Pull over. Violated. Grab a glass of water because Steve is going to tell us.
Yes.
So you had some issues back in the day.
I had a lot of different issues.
Well, you had a heater cork.
I did.
And you tried to fix that?
Well, I tried to. Well, I put the stop leak in there, though.
Oh, yeah. Stop leak.
Yeah. But the other way is if I'm driving and I mean, I know that if I'm overheating. Yeah. I could turn the heater on, and that's going to help me.
That's a clap right there. Right. Good job.
I can't specifically remember. Anyway, I just kind of made it happen.
You didn't know this before you came on the show.
What?
I didn't
know a lot of things about cars, and now I'm almost at 6,000 miles, and I'm going to have to do my first checkup on my vehicle.
Wait a minute. I think you deserve right now. Do we have any like coronation or graduation type music?
Probably.
We're going to elevate. Greg Buckley and I will officially, we have a special announcement. We are going to officially graduate you from the Automotive 101.
I sometimes surprise him and come up with
some good stuff, man, you're coming along. I think you've learned quite a bit.
I think he has.
So here we go. We're going to coronate you right now.
It's the pomp and circumstance music. That's what they use in all the graduation. Do I get a hat?
You get a hat? Yeah, I got a Ranch Nation hat.
I can wear this frisbee.
But they're to get.
I got
to,
a frisbee.
Oh, you got a frisbee on.
Right. A frisbee.
No, you just made all mechanics look goofy now. Come on.
The music's not working.
It's not working. But my point is this, Steve. Really seriously, you've come a long way. We're hoping a lot of our listeners are learning.
Yeah,
we hope they're learning too.
They grew with you because honestly, since you know it started, I've listened to you.
Right.
And I've learned. I've watched you and listened to you grow. So
yeah. I think the other thing is that I got to treat a mechanic. Like I want to treat my doctor.
Yeah.
I want to interview them. I want to get comfortable with them. I want them to know me and know my vehicle.
Yeah.
And that way I can trust them. And I think before the show, I never felt I really had that in Arizona. I did in North Dakota because, like I said, two uncles, cousins, family members like crazy, mechanics everywhere around there. But I never really had that here. And that's my own fault. And usually it is your own fault. It's because you didn't take the time to go find somebody and do it.
Right.
Instead, it's just a quick fix.
I got another one.
Yeah?
I've never tried this, but we have seat warmers, especially back East Coast. You turn on your seats, it's getting cold. We don't do too much of that here, but I will. It's 60. I'm going to turn a seat.
Plug your cars in North Dakota.
So here's another hack for your vehicle. So keep the pizza warm. They say put the pizza. I don't know if that works. I've never tried it, but that's one of the other hacks.
Well, my son just texted in with a hack that actually worked. Well, you told us about duct tape.
He used
Gorilla Tape
to bound
up his wife's Toyota. They got the bumper.
Okay.
And you wouldn't think this worked, but it actually worked.
Yeah. He duct taped the bumper.
And you wouldn't know. I mean, he did such a good job that from the outside, you wouldn't have known. You couldn't
see it. Because if it was me, you would have seen me coming. I'd had duct tape flying in the air.
Exactly. But this thing held on pretty good.
I think there's a culture behind duct tape. If you're going to use duct tape, listen, unlike your son, he did awesome. But I'm just saying, be proud of, make a mess, man. Duct tape should be messy.
Hey,
it works.
You talk about duct tape or Gorilla Tape. We had a late model Chrysler in with a rear camera system in.
Right.
Factory.
Okay.
What was it held up with the fender well? Duct tape. I'm not kidding you.
Really?
And we asked the person, was this an accident? No. This was factory.
This is how I want it. Step back. Get away from my job.
Chrysler was saving money on the line.
Ranch Nation on 88.7 The Pulse, 480-655-8870. We're back with more next.
Ranch Nation Car Talk tonight on 88.7 The Pulse.
Yes, it is Ranch Nation. Steve and Frank and Greg Buckley all the way from Delaware here in studio with us today.
We got Mr. Buckley's. Buckley's
Great
Auto
Care.
Here. Awesome. Now we're going to recap a little bit. We talked about some of these hacks. I think the one we talked about, the toothpaste cleaning up the headlight lens, I give it a shot. It's not going to hurt anything. Bubble gum and a fuel leak, I'm saying that's not going to work. Don't even try it. Tow your truck. And so now, Steve, we are going to test you, my friend.
Oh, testing me.
We are testing you. I need some game, little game test music.
I love test. I love games.
Being that you've been up since 2 a.m, we feel you're going to probably do really well at this one.
Yeah, let's see. Okay, here comes the music. You ready?
This is going to be a true or false only. All
okay,
right.
True or false only. Go.
So the first question we have, this is a winterizing tip. Tip number 64, true or false?
Okay.
Add oil to your washer fluid so you can lubricate the windshield. This aids in icing removal.
I would say this is false.
Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. Stop
I would think
the
oil would grime it up, and that would be a bad thing to do to your
window. I'm so glad you got that right, my friend. Yeah. I am so proud of you.
And Greg, you may have heard this before or not, but I once had a roommate who put oil in my radiator.
And it all bubbled
up, and all of a sudden he's calling me from the freeway saying, why is your car got foam all over it? And I'm like, well, why foam?
I will say adding this as a tip that does work for de-icing, a couple parts vinegar, one part water.
Yeah.
And Greg, speak on the de-icing, because we don't know anything about de-icing.
Well, I mean,
what do you guys do back there?
Well, you got the regular solvent, and it contains a little bit of alcohol to it.
Right.
And, you know, you use it, and if you had to, I would probably suggest more alcohol-based situations than anything else.
Right. My cousin once took my uncle's truck,
and
he took the hammer to break the ice out of the window.
Oh, no. I should emphasize, not drinking alcohol now. It's not like you pour a beer there or you know, a bottle
Jack,
of scotch.
I would Jack Daniels.
What if you put some warmer?
There are some pictures on the internet where, yes, that is a drinking apparatus. Where
we should do that. Wait a minute. We could YouTube. We get the 12 top vodkas of the world,
right?
The 5 top rum of the world, and see which does better with
the
icing.
See how they perform with the
icing.
There
you go.
I seen a guy on the internet, though.
Right.
He laid a piece of carpet. He said, I don't have time for this in the morning. I'm just going to lay a piece of carpet on my
windshield. And the carpet froze to it.
Well, it protected the windshield.
Oh, okay.
And in the morning, he just yanked that carpet out, and he was ready to go. All his neighbors were scratching and trying to get the ice.
Sure, the old scrapers. I remember those things.
We don't see ice, Greg.
Well,
no, we don't.
Another product out there for anybody who is in those cold climates like we're in, it's called Aquapel.
Oh, yeah.
Aquapel is made by Pittsburgh Plate Glass, who makes the windshields for most of the makes and models.
Okay.
And it's an application. We have it at the shop, and it's like $70, $80, lasts about 9 months. And it literally will not let ice form on the windshield.
Really?
It's like
a coating or something?
It's a coating, yeah. Okay. It's a coating.
Here
it really is.
We do have folks listen from all over the country. And in Arizona, of course, in our high country, we do get cold. We do get ice. Remarkably improves vision in the rain, causes rain to beat up.
4 degrees up in Flagstaff.
Windshield streaking is not an issue with Aquapel.
Right.
But mainly because you said Pittsburgh. I heard Pittsburgh in there.
Pittsburgh State.
Look at
him.
He's got a
Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. The Steelers lost to the Eagles.
The Steelers lost, right?
I think now's the time. When we're talking sports.
Carson Wentz, North Dakota boy right there.
Greg is Philadelphia Eagles. He's got his whole Philly posse.
Oh, baby. We got Sports Talk.
You're a Philly fan?
Listen to this.
Big time Philly
fan. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing?
Well, Carson Wentz is from North Dakota State.
I know he is.
And, man, he's a quarterback. I'm thinking that those Eagles, within a couple years, it's Super Bowl
No, he's
See,
saying this year.
We're blood now, Steve. We're blood.
Yeah, we're blood.
There you go. We're blood.
We don't want to talk about the Arizona Cardinals at the moment.
They got beat by the Bills.
Hey, the Carolina Panthers are just as bad at 1-2.
You guys do a
Yeah, after every game, we'll do the next day or next business day.
Yeah.
We'll do a Sports Talk 1604.
Nice.
With Aunt G and Reno.
Aunt G and Reno. I know you guys are listening. If you guys are listening, you rock, because I watch, and it's just
fun.
A lot of fun. I mean, it's not an ESPN thing.
No,
it's Philadelphia hardcore fans.
Is Aunt G like Aunt B on Andy Griffith?
It's Aunt.
Anthony, I get it.
You got to
straight.
Hey, it's
Anthony.
The guy's like 6'7". He's got a big beard.
Exactly. He's not like Aunt B.
We might have a special guest. We may have a special NFL player guest on the show.
You want to tell us now?
No, I'm going to hold. All I know is he's from North of the country area and is usually got green and yellow on, so
he's not.
I want to let you know.
No, you know, one person that's on my station every week almost
is
Max Starks from the Steelers.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he does play by play in color with our football games.
Ask him how he's feeling right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, all right, people,
he's no longer in the Steelers. But.
We got another car hack. We want to see if the internet is telling us the truth. What do you got over there, Greg Buckley? What's the next car hack,
Steve?
Yep,
you want to really be sure to loosen your lug nuts for the winter time, so they don't freeze to the wheel in case you do get a flat tire.
Absolutely not.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh, man. I'll tell you.
He's winning that one, man.
He's honed in.
That's a bunch of BS.
It is. But let me tell you something. Yeah. I will tell you guys right now, my daughter, college age, with her friends, as I said earlier, stopped by the garage.
Right.
And I gave them 5 of these to take, and they got a few of these wrong.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, well, putting oil in the washer fluid, that may make sense.
Well, I'm thinking anytime you're dealing with tires, you're dealing with lug nuts that are keeping the tires on the car. And those lug nuts get loose.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
The lug nuts get loose, it's going to start shaking.
Right.
So, absolutely. Yeah. So I you're going to know right away when they get loose.
They have to have torque. Now, you know what? That's what that says is you don't definitely don't want to lose torque on the wheels. However, in cold climates, real cold climates, we're talking like North Maine,
North
Michigan,
Dakota, where I'm
North
from.
North Dakota from where you're from. So they will do a service where you'll put a lubricant, a very light application of grease, around the hub area, the center of the wheel, and never seize, a very light application of never seize on the lug nuts.
I remember that in North Dakota.
Yeah,
I do.
You know, rust won't build up because I'll tell you, we get it sometimes where we're spending, you know, significant amount of time getting a wheel off that has rusted on. And it's really horrible. It's really, you know.
Well, terrible. we don't have this drama here. The wheels come off in a nice, smooth fashion. It's almost
so
like
lucky.
Somebody preliminarily lubed them up with butter. And
butter,
they just
yes.
Right
you are so
but
lucky.
I
can't believe it's not butter.
You know,
so here's another one.
All right.
True or false? Steve, it's getting cold outside.
Yeah.
Make sure to remove the coolant with straight water because that coolant will actually keep your system too cool.
Remove the coolant.
From the radiator.
From the radiator.
And put water in
which
it.
Which is something I've never done. I pay people to do that.
So you
want me to spray water through it in order to remove the coolant?
No, you need to take the coolant out.
Okay.
And put water in it.
Oh.
Because the coolant will cause the engine to run too cold.
Well, I think the water could freeze, couldn't it? If there's no coolant involved with it?
Look at you. Look at this. See, is a professional wrench nation guy here.
He is.
Now, I got to tell you, some of us may say, Frank, what are you doing here? These are so rudiment.
Right.
But I'm going to tell you,
there are people
out there.
I had a roommate, people.
Look, these are funny memes on the internet, but you get some of these youngsters and some of these first-time type drivers looking for some tips, man. So get those memes off the internet, man. And always hug a mechanic. He'll tell you the truth, man.
All right.
You know, so it's really simple. But we got some more hacks coming up. And before we dive into that, I do want to just give the moment here to talk about Steve.
Yes.
Greg Buckley, Buckley's Auto Care, not just a great garage owner and operator, but when we talk about business, we're talking about generations. Greg, tell me about Pop. Tell me how Pop started the business.
Oh, wow.
Come on, let's talk about
that. Okay, well, thanks, guys. Dad was a regional sales manager for Firestone back in the early 60s. Running around the PA area, Delaware County, came upon a location that was 3 blocks from his house that Atlantic Richfield was starting a gas station, a service station. He was lucky enough to get the bid, got it opened up, and from that point on, it's been a family business from the 60s all the way through 70s.
So 80s, it started as a gas station
with
a garage.
It was a service station, and we all grew up, the whole family grew up through that environment, and it taught us a lot. It taught us how to serve, number one, and it taught us how to help people. Be part of the community. It was a talent that my dad had, just a knack for working on cars, like a lot of guys did back then.
Right.
He was a drag racer, up and through the 70s. And it was just something where the community came around him and us as a family. We grew through all that. And we try our best, now that Dad's like retired to a degree, we've tried to keep this feeling of community.
The legacy. It's a legacy,
Going forward. And you know, the job now is, what are we going to do for the next 50? How are we going to do it? So, it's fun. It really is in our blood.
You've got your sister and your brother.
My sister, my brother, my future son-in-law.
Nice. It's family
affair.
My
nephew. Yes,
isn't that the best? You want to do business with family.
Frank, I'd be surprised if you don't know who I'm talking about, but there was a garage here in town, and it was on Elliott and Dobson. It was part of that gas station there. And I mean, we took my mom and dad took everything there.
Yeah.
And I mean, Christmas Eve, they were open to put your toys together for your kids.
Yeah.
You know, and it was just those kind of people. And eventually they, of course, that corner got annexed or whatever, and they're going to take it away and they're going to build something.
I can take a wild guess and I'm going to follow up on that. You know, our garage has been
I know the name of the thing if I heard it
15 years in the East Valley here, but I have a feeling I know who it is. I don't want to say.
They're over by McQueen Road now, or Mesa Drive, I think, or they were a few years back. So
yeah, we'll have to follow up on that. But the thing is, this is the double-edged sword for technology. We're advancing greatly. Technology can be our best friends. But, man, let's not lose the sense of a local
community.
Family.
Even
Tex Earnhardt and the Earnhardt family have dealerships. Yes. Huge dealership group out here. That's family.
Right.
I mean, they're still doing things in a family sense. So
they're probably about the only family left in the Valley that's still doing it.
Well, you had Warren Buffett bought out.
Because the Browns are gone.
Van Tile Organization, which I believe was the sixth largest dealership group in the country.
Oh.
Warren Buffett came in several years back and bought that whole dealership group.
You had
you had the
Grubbs in town for years. You know who's
Lou
still
Grubb,
around?
I worked for him.
You know who's still
Lou
around?
Grubb was a great guy.
The Joneses and Wickenburg Buckeye and Casa Grande.
Yeah. So we got to hold on to that, and it's just another just pleasure to know Mr. Buckley, because this is generations of business, and I can't wait to meet your dad. Now I'm coming out there.
Okay.
I heard Delaware's got some special. You guys brew some good stuff out there.
Oh man,
we're gonna have a
drink.
You
got a trip to Mulrooney's,
and I definitely look forward to meeting your brothers, your sisters.
Yeah,
one sister, and mainly Pop. You call him Pop?
I call him Dad. We call him Dad. Yeah,
because I've seen some stuff. You know, as
he's
a
character,
he's got.
I could say so much.
An Eagles fan.
Oh, he is an Eagles fan, but not to the degree that I think my brother.
Hey, we play you guys. When does the Cardinals play the Eagles? Don't we play you guys?
We do this season.
No, this season.
I don't think this season we
don't.
No,
because
that'd be a rivalry.
Oh,
all right, we're gonna be back with more Wrench Nation next. Stay right here on 88.7 The Pulse. 480-655-8870 is the number if you want to chime in.
Wrench Nation Car Talk on 88.7 The Pulse. Call or text your questions now. 480-655-8870 with your hosts, Frank and Steve.
Steve and Frank and Greg Buckley from Delaware. The Blue Hen of Delaware is here with us. We do have a text. There you go. That's the noise they make. We have a text from earlier today. Andrew from Scottsdale says, I wouldn't even use Flex Seal. Something we were talking about. Oh. Depending on where that leak is, you might have higher pressure. Plus, I wouldn't even want to risk any
contaminants.
That's
what we're saying
right
there.
Mixing in my fuel.
Yeah. Well said, Andrew. I brought that up and wanted to make sure folks knew. Really, that's a tongue-in-cheek. Stay away from that. Fuel leaks you don't mess with, right? So get it towed, but that's a good point. And even Flex Seal, who knows if that stuff works. Maybe on water. The idea here is if you see some of these hacks, if the end benefit is in a risk, like fuel's risky, man, don't mess with the fuel. So, Andrew, great points. We appreciate
fuel is fire.
The comment, brother. Appreciate the comment. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, guess who's on the phone?
Oh, my goodness. Who do we got on the phone here?
Hello, Mama Leone.
Mama Leone.
Hi, it's me. It's me calling in. You guys really sound great.
Well, Mama Leone, we love having you in, and we got a special guest in studio, Mr. Greg Buckley.
I know.
Leone, how are you?
Hi, Mr. Buckley. I hope you had a nice trip.
I did. I am going to have a great time in Arizona. I'm starting right now.
Okay, good.
Now,
I'm sure Frank can help you.
Yeah.
If this is first taste of Arizona this time, it's all up here from here.
Yes,
uphill.
He's fine. and the thing is, we were talking car hacks on the show today, Mama Leone. And I have a question for you before we get into your famous kitchen hacks. Have you ever used...
Sounds like she's got the computer too loud.
Oh, Mama, we're hearing some background noise. Are you building stuff back there? What are you? You in the shed building
a lamp or
something?
No, that's my speaker. I'm sorry, I have to turn it down. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. We just want to make sure we can hear your lovely voice. And the thing about it is what I read, Greg and Mama Leone, Steve, is that if somebody, hopefully not a family member, but it could be a family member, it could be a toddler, it could be a drunken individual in the back seat. Hopefully not. You don't want to mess with that. But does coffee grinds work to get rid of vomit smells, Mama Leone? You ever try that?
No.
Whoa, you're adamant.
Coffee grounds for that purpose.
You have tried it, though. Hold on a minute. Have you tried it?
Is coffee grinds is to spread out against, damage done by deer.
Whoa, wait. Hey, this is... We could talk. You saying poopy poop? What is damage done by?
I don't go there that much. All
right. You know, here working at a school, they've always, when kids would vomit, they always have this powder stuff.
Oh.
And they would stick it on the vomit and vacuum it up. It would dry it up.
But it gets rid of the smell.
Yes, it would get rid of the smell too, because it would be, because the smell of the coffee grounds would overtake the smell of the vomit.
Uh-huh.
It would dry it out as well.
Is that true, Mama Leone? Did I ever, did we have vomit when we were coming up as kids? No?
Never heard of it. Steve Gross. Are you there?
I'm here.
Yeah.
You need to, like, redo that kind of thing. I never heard of it.
I'm thinking it could work. I'm thinking it could.
Well, Mama Leone, I thought about you on this one particular car hack. Some of us, when we're going in to park our cars in the garage, we have just a terrible time. We open that door and we ding the door on the wall.
No.
That doesn't happen to you?
No. I only ran into the garage door once, and trust me, after $2,000 worth of damage, I'm not ever going to do that again.
She tore down the garage.
I have an idea, because some of us don't have the Pocono driving skills, as Mama Leone, and the parking skills. Yeah. But they say, and I think this may be a decent hack, you can actually take a pool noodle, steal it from your kid in the pool.
The pool noodle.
And put the pool noodle on the wall, so when you open the door, you're not dinging the door. You're not hitting that. A pool noodle.
Oh,
wait, whoa.
You, that's not my problem. I'm telling you right now, that is not my problem. My problem is to get into the garage at an angle and get straight. And park it on four little pads.
Wait a minute. I have a problem. If I come and visit, Mama Leone, and I got to drive your car, I'm not very good at opening doors. I need a pool noodle. Do you have pool noodles?
I have pool noodles.
She has pool noodles.
She does.
Not spaghetti.
They're in the set. They're not in the garage.
All right. You got backup pool noodles for the rain.
Mama Leone, I always thought what they should have with cars is, why don't we have like a rubber coating around every car, like a bumper car?
Well,
you smash into them, you're just bumping them.
Yeah, you may drive around in that.
Yeah.
Some of us want to still look good driving.
It's functional. It's functional.
It's functional. All right. Well, Mama Leone, that is the car hacks. And we appreciate you, Mama Leone. Don't mess with Mama Leone.
Okay.
All right,
see you, Mama.
Talk to you in a couple weeks.
All right. Nice meeting you.
You too, Mama.
Nice
all right, Mama.
You too.
Thank you, okay. Mama Leone.
The Wrench Nation Wild and Wacky News on Wheels.
Oh, boy. If you want to give Grandpa a Mercedes of his dreams, you may just do that. Well, a family out in Illinois, they just wanted to give the patriarch of the family a vehicle he has dreamed about for decades.
Oh, what's that?
A man officially known as Pop Pop was given a Mercedes 450 SL, one of the formerly owned of model and actress Christy Brinkley.
Wow.
Whoa. But at first, Pop Pop said, whoa.
Uptown girl.
This ain't for me. This is for my granddaughter. But no, Pop Pop said, this is my car.
Right.
It's mine. The problem is, Pop Pop doesn't have a driver's license.
Oh, no.
So it really was in spirit, and I wanted to bring this up
because Christy Brinkley could come drive it for him.
We got many of our elderly folks that just can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
Let's not give up. I'm saying we have a go-kart moving for the elderly people that can't drive, right? Get them in the go-karts then. But that's your weird automotive news here.
All right, well, we're wrapping it up. Wrench Nation, Mr. Greg Buckley. Thank
Excellent.
You so much for being here.
We
appreciate
you. Hey, guys, I'll
you
tell you
hanging,
what, this
bro.
Has been a heck of a treat. Real
yeah,
treat coming out.
We appreciate
out.
You.
So much fun. We have to make this maybe a
we'll
year
do it again for sure. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, we really appreciate
By the time you get back next year, we're going to be on for 2 hours. So
we're working. And somebody said we're trying to reach out to Jay Leno.
Yeah, we got to get Jay Leno on here.
But everyone's trying to reach out to Jay Leno.
I saw him last night on TV.
You did,
yeah. I don't know when it was recorded.
Well, rock on. We appreciate all of our listeners, our podcast listeners. You guys rock. We've got a growing movement of Wrench Nation podcasters. We appreciate you guys. If you're on the podcast, give us a nice little review. Let us know what you think about the show. Certainly our local listeners and all you guys rock. We appreciate you guys hanging with the Wrench Nation. And as I always say, be safe, hug each other, and always hug a mechanic.